The Invest in Her podcast is brought to you in part by Wells Fargo Bank. Hi, I'm Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation. I'm also the podcast host of Invest in Her and an award-winning producer, author, and TEDx speaker. Our show, Invest in Her, features phenomenal female founders and funders. As you know, women receive less than 2% of venture capital funding. Our series is about accelerating the funding of women by connecting them to funding resources. Let's meet today's guest. Welcome to this week's episode of Invest in Her. I'm your host, Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation and a producer of a new movie called Show Her the Money. And we can't wait for you to see that. You go to showherthemoneymovie.com and you can follow our 50-city tour that's coming up. And I want to introduce to you someone that's involved with all my projects. She is my web designer. We call her the Design Queen, and she is the owner of Next Graphics. Please welcome my friend, Lee Levy. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Katherine. Thank you so much for having me. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. It is awesome. And, you know, the reason I wanted to have you on is websites, email marketing, such a crucial part of any entrepreneur's business. So I want to talk about your journey of being an entrepreneur yourself, because we always talk on this show about women that are starting their own businesses and women that are looking for funding. So let's talk about Next Graphics. You have been doing this web design, email marketing for 25 years. 15 years ago, you started Next Graphics.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about what sets you apart from other web designers, why we work with you at She Angel Investors, and just how crucial this is to be done in the right way to help a entrepreneur to thrive. Because there's a right way to create a website and marketing and a wrong way. And it's so important that it's done right. And that it's done with the right person. I always say it's so important to really enjoy the people you work with.
Absolutely.
And you are a pleasure to work with.
Thank you.
And,
ditto.
You know, I'm always like, hey, let's work with smart, integrity, kind, fun people. Why shouldn't we surround ourselves with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You are what you go with.
yeah, exactly. You are who you're hanging with, right? So, Next Graphics. First, I want to know, because I'm always curious, 15 years ago, how did you come up with the name?
Wow. You know, honestly, when 15 years ago, I moved out here to California, and it was time to start something on my own. And I did a lot of networking, and it was kind of, I wanted just a cool name. And I noticed it's really silly. A lot of pharmaceuticals were kind of calling themselves Next, yeah. Next this or Next that. And I just kind of liked it because it also sounds like a next generation kind of a thing.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's what it was.
So
yeah.
I just thought it was really cool to just call it Next Graphics, and it started. Yeah. So it was as simple as that.
Yeah, NEX. It's always, you know, a challenge to name our business. But,
yes.
You know, it's good to do something that, you know, feels right on the inside.
Absolutely.
Right? So it felt like hip and, progressive.
Yeah,
and,
it sounded good. I threw it by a couple of people and they were like, wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I will be a cool web designer.
And you are.
Thank you.
So how did you start your business? I think every entrepreneur, because you've been doing this 15 years, a lot of businesses do not make it that long. 15 years is a real achievement. So how did you start it? Did you bootstrap it or how did you start?
Well, being, again, new to California and really not knowing too many people here, my first go-to is always networking.
I'm so glad you said that.
Believe in it.
Every business depends on networking. And you know what? People hate that word. And I have to tell you, you know, you and me, we enjoy networking,
oh,
I think.
Yes.
Like, and I think people have to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to build a business, you have to embrace that word. And it's not a dirty word. Connecting is the word I actually like to use instead.
Yes.
It's so important to connect and build relationships if you're going to build a business. And I think you're really good at that.
I think it's
a strength of yours.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's not something people should dread.
they should embrace it because it can be fun and exciting. And then it builds your business organically 100%. Without struggle.
100%. And I honestly, you know, I also believe that a lot of business relationships also come from friendships.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yes.
So the most important thing is when you walk into any kind of a networking, you don't just throw around business cards, because I see a lot of people doing that.
Isn't that the craziest thing? People are just like, here.
Yes.
They don't even know you.
Yes.
They haven't even hardly asked your name.
Yes.
Here's my business card. I've never understood that.
It is all about, and by the way, that's a red flag right there. So basically, it is all about connecting, listening to, you know, what other people do, becoming interested, sometimes meeting for a cup of coffee. You know,
and you know, I got to hand it to the millennials and the Gen X. They don't do the business cards.
No,
have
they
you
don't.
Noticed that? They're like, oh, no. That's old people
stuff.
I
tend to be a little on the old fashioned side here.
I think they've got it down better than we did. Like, they don't even have the business card. I don't like when people hand me a business card. I usually lose it, feel obligated to have to go in and put it in my phone.
Yes.
I mean, technology allows us now to just swipe a QR code right? And go to our LinkedIn or go to our, like, people get with it.
And it's fine. I have that too. But honestly, when there still are quite a few people that ask for a business card. So never show up to a meeting without a business card or at least a QR code. But, you know, you can also have a QR code and then someone will be like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I come across that too.
Right.
So you got to have
you have to have something for everybody.
Ready. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Even for those of us over, I'm going to say over 40. Because I don't want to say the real thing. But anyway, so, you know, a website is so important. And you and I were just talking about some people have just an Instagram account and they think that is replaces a website. Let's talk about why that's not really true. You as a expert on building websites, designing them, making them. You even are an expert in e-commerce, which, you know, you have to have a certain type of web designer that knows about e-commerce. That's a specialty, I know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what sets it apart from just having an Instagram account, which some people use in replacement of a website?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I come across that a lot, Catherine, and Instagram is wonderful. I am not at all taking down the power of social media. I am a true believer in having it all because it's all cross promotion and you have to cross promote. But when you show somebody who potentially wants to do business with you just in Instagram or just a Facebook, that's really, yes, can they learn about you there? Absolutely. But Instagram is a bunch of pictures, which is great if you want just a portfolio. But nobody can really learn about you, see your stories, you know, read any of your accomplishments or anything like that. I mean, you absolutely have to have a website because I do believe, and I know because I'm told we went to your website to check you out all the time. And I'm sure, you know, that's the first thing people do is when you either give them a business card, a.k.a. QR code, they go to your website and they want to learn more about you.
Yeah. Even if they look you up on LinkedIn, which a lot of people say, go to my LinkedIn more and more these days.
Yes.
You still have to have a website to send them to. Like you said, to tell your story, to show all your products or services, testimonials,
everything.
History, you know, projects, obviously way more in depth. Why do you think people try to get away with just Instagram? Do you think it's the cost factor? Because I think if people can't afford to do a website, maybe they shouldn't have a business. I mean, it's kind of like, that's essential,
I'm really
right?
actually glad you said that because I was refraining from saying that.
I'm a bad guy.
No. But you said it so tactfully. It's really true. It's really true because honestly, nobody, you know, you don't have to start with a very expensive website. I have people that come to me and they have this big idea and then, you know, it's a huge idea. And I tell them, do you really need to start that big? Because sometimes you really can start smaller and build
and
up.
And build on it.
So
right.
it doesn't have to be expensive, you know, and, you know, but then it's also, yes, there are people that call and the first thing they say is how much for a website?
Yeah.
And then I kind of say that's not a good client for me because, you know,
and you know, here's the funny thing. If they thought about their own product, like let's say they sell a car, it's kind of like someone coming, well, how much is a car? Well, what kind of car do you want?
Exactly.
How many bells and whistles do you want on
exactly.
it? Same with a house or pretty much any product.
Yes.
Like you can't just over, you know, people do that in the video business. How much is a video? Well, it kind of depends on what kind of video you're looking for.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, various aspects to that. So I can imagine how frustrating that is. What would you rather they say?
You know, my ideal client calls me up first and I, A, get to know them, B, get to know about their business because I want to learn about their business. And a lot of times in person also sets me apart from certain web designers. But I first want to hear about them. We get past that stage, then the how much isn't so bad.
Yeah.
And I try to explain to them, you know, it just depends. How big? Is it e-commerce? Are you selling product? What is your website hoping to accomplish? There's
right.
a lot of questions. I have a big 3-page checklist that I go through with everybody.
Right.
If they can get that far, that's my ideal client.
So the ideal client really doesn't call up and say, how much is a website? They say, listen, I need a website. Here's what I need it to do.
Yes.
Let me learn about you. Let me tell you about me. And then let's see if it makes sense for us to work together. You can make me a proposal, Lee, with several different options. And then I'll see what fits into my budget and works for both of us.
Exactly.
Okay. I could be the perfect client.
That is the perfect situation because that also shows that somebody's not just about price. When somebody's just about price on any kind of a business,
right.
you know, it just kind of sets the tone, I
right.
think, the wrong way the first time. Nobody wants to just have a phone call say, how much? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right. So. 100%. And I hope people listening to this, you know, learn from that. You know what it is? We have to treat each other with respect.
Yes.
And so a website designer, a realtor, whatever, we have to respect what they do. You know, I think
yes.
people... you know, sometimes don't do that in business. And the key to having a good working relationship is a mutual respect, right?
Absolutely.
And that goes back to the relationships that we were talking about in the beginning. How important to building a business, rather it's who's working with you to help build that business or who you're doing business with to build your business, like who's utilizing your sales or your product or your services, right?
Absolutely.
So it's both. And it's so... We, you know, we need to each create that ideal situation where we're working with the ideal clients and the ideal team of people. I really try to focus on that. And over many, many years, I've tried to cultivate that. I remember starting out in cable TV advertising, having some horrific clients. And when I got to the point that I built up my business where I could be very selective, I think that's a wonderful place that we could all be, is being able to be selective of who we work with, who we allow in our space. Personally and professionally, right?
Yes.
Because life is short and we should only be around people that fuel us, right?
Yes, I believe in that.
So that goes for any business, anybody listening out there who is an entrepreneur. And you know, that goes for fundraising too. I always tell founders that are looking for funding, like, don't accept money from just anybody. As hard as that might sound, accept it from the people who believe in you, who are bringing you good energy, and vice versa. I mean, it's got to, you know, getting in business with people is like almost like a marriage, right?
It is absolutely a relationship,
yeah.
which actually
yeah.
brings me to the fact that my perfect meeting, my ideal meeting, is done in person.
And, you know, I feel the same way, just like we're doing this interview in person. Many times I've had to do it over Zoom.
Yes.
Never the same. I love the in-person energy. And I love that about your business. You are really good. You're one of the old school ones that believes in meeting in person. I know a lot of young people do not like to meet in person at all. I don't get that at all. I know I'm from a different generation, but they don't know what they're missing out on. In-person energy and connecting is the most beautiful part of building a relationship.
100%. I was at a WordPress conference and I actually asked the question when I was speaking, how many of you actually know your web designer?
Wow.
Very few hands went up.
Really?
And then
That's
I said,
so
how many of you have actually spoken to your web designer? And maybe a few more hands went up, but I cannot tell you how many people don't even remember who their web designer was
yeah.
or is or wow.
Wow. And there's so many web designers out there. And I am so grateful to work with somebody who does take the time to meet in person
Thank
and
you.
Really gets to know your business. And I think there's so many small business owners out there that need someone like your business, Lee, that takes them by the hand.
Mm-hmm.
and makes suggestions and doesn't just do what they tell them because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, I'm a big believer in we're all given gifts. And so let everybody do what they're good at while you do what you're good at. I'm not good at building a web, you know, website. So I want to work with somebody who says, oh, you know, this would be better if you did this or worded it this way or added this page. You know,
yes.
Why should I come up with it? That's not my wheelhouse. And I do believe that we should all be hiring the people around us that love doing what we're not good at to give ourselves time to do what we are good at and what we love doing. And by generating the revenues around to people that are doing what they do well. I think this is what makes the world a better place of letting everybody do what they love to do and what they're good at. And many entrepreneurs try to do everything themselves. I think entrepreneurs that try to do everything themselves will likely fail. It's why so many businesses do fail. Yeah. And so let's get more successful businesses by getting people thinking about utilizing resources that help build their business and doing it with people that bring good energy and expertise to the table that help fuel them in their business and not deplete them. So important.
And so, I love it. I'm friends with all my clients.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you know, we go out, we do things together. I'm invited to the most amazing holiday parties. I invite them to mine. I mean, I think it's anything, actually, and I shouldn't just say web, but it's a relationship, period. It's a relationship and you need to fuel it.
And I think it's also going out and finding communities with like-minded people.
Yes.
So if you're like me, I've certainly gone to a lot of different events. Some I feel, oh, these are my people. And some people, sometimes I think, oh, I don't think this is a good fit for me. It might be a good fit for other people. You know, it's all, you know, based on your needs, wants, personality, and your beliefs in the world, right? And so I've aligned with one called the Bra Network that we both belong to.
Yes.
Carrie Murray's Bra Network stands for Business Relationship Alliances. Love Carrie. They all do business together. So it's one of those networking communities where you can step in and build your business because it truly is an entity that they use each other's services. I don't see that in every community. I see people just coming in, handing out their card, wanting you to use their business, but they have no intention of using yours. No, it doesn't work that way. It's got to be a community that they reciprocate, right?
Absolutely.
And Andrea Quinn's AG community, same thing. All women that utilize each other's services and lift each other up. So those are two of my favorite. And you belong also to my She Angels Foundation community, where we give grants to female founded nonprofits that are helping women and girls. And we have a wonderful group of members there that lift each other up and give back and pay it forward. And we're in a lot of the same communities.
It.
Yeah.
I love it.
Any words of advice to a business owner about their website and or a entrepreneur who's starting out to build their business? Like, so, you know, you've been doing this 15 years. I imagine you have some thoughts of wisdom to share with us.
Oh, I have a lot. I'll probably try to break those two into separate categories. So for new business owners, it is absolutely essential to get a website, even if it's a basic one, just from the beginning. It's really important. And again,
but what does it cost? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You know, I have been told I'm not cheap. I'm not expensive. I'm right in the middle. So that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
That's really where I want to be.
As long as you're getting paid for the value you bring to the table. That's what I always say to women. Know your worth and ask for it.
Yes, yes. And I've seen web designers do horrific things. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
For new businesses, absolutely, you must have something. Even if it's like a small two-pager, get something going. You can always build. You can always make something bigger. And it's very important to make sure that you cross-promote, you know, whatever, your YouTube channels, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever. It's very important to cross-promote. So
Also, one thing I've learned from you is that it's SEO-friendly. You know, so many people build sites and they don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
And they're not putting in whatever it is that needs to be in the background of that website. that connects you to Google and so forth. And so those are the kind of things that you might not see at the face of it, but behind the scenes of it. And this is very important to being found on Google. And a lot of people don't pay attention to that. A lot of web designers don't know what they're doing with regard to SEO. So, you know, these are important things that you might not at face value even know about. Right. That's why you have to be with somebody who really knows what they're doing.
And there's a lot of times people come to me and when I'm evaluating their current websites, I'm like, ooh, you know, there's a lot that goes around in the behind the scenes, too. Yes. It's not just what you see in the front. Yes. It's very important to have a beautiful and a engaging looking website. And this is what I speak about at the WordPress conferences every year. It's important to have a nice looking website because there's that 5-second rule. And now with ADD, ADHD, it's turning into 3 seconds. People will stay 3 seconds on a website, 4 seconds tops, and decide if they want to stay or not. So if you don't have a good call to action, if you don't have a good color scheme, if you don't have professional or decent looking photos, you know, they don't have to be professional. Those are all things that will get people to go off your website. So for the new people, I definitely would say, you know, build it good. Have a couple of people look at it and make sure that they know what you do in that 5 seconds or they won't stay on your website.
Right, right. So. And then the other word of wisdom that you want to give to people starting out.
Yeah. Well, that could go for them as well. It's very, very important. I'm trying to think about all the topics that I speak about. There's just so many tips that I would obviously love to share. I just think that it's absolutely super important to catch people, you know, and engage them. There are very, very small minor changes sometimes that can be made even to the homepage, which can make all the difference of whether somebody stays or goes.
Yeah.
Small changes. I've seen it all the time where I told somebody, you don't have to redo the entire website.
Yeah, that reminds me of that music. Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. If a website is just not engaging, someone
should
will
I
not stay,
or stay
on
I go?
It. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it.
That's it.
Well, you're a pleasure to work with.
Thank you.
I think every business owner out there who is starting a business certainly needs to determine who's the right fit for their website design and email marketing. And I love that you're one of the few that, you know, meets in person. I think there are a lot of people, especially those of us of a prime age that are not very tech savvy, need the hand holding. Thank goodness there's still web designers out there like yourself that will meet in person. I know you're far and in between, so you are an anomaly.
I'm still available.
Where can people find you, Lee? Where's the best place to find you? Tell us about your website, your social.
So the website is Next Graphics. That's no T, NEXGraphics.com. You can see all my work over there. I have a wide array of websites that I can build for any type of business. My social media is actually all on there. So rather than just saying it, you can go to my website and you can catch all my social media, any of my beautiful interviews or podcasts I've been on and my talks at WordPress. Everything is available on the website.
Cool.
Everything.
Everything. And so we can look for you on LinkedIn.
Yes.
And I'm just going to wrap up by saying you can look for me also on LinkedIn, Catherine Gray. And we're going to wrap up today by telling you, look for Lee Levy on LinkedIn. Look for me on LinkedIn. Be sure to visit also showherthemoneymovie.com because we are going on our 50-city tour with our film around the country about venture capital. Why we are only getting 2% of venture capital funding is women and how we're going to change that. So we're taking it around the country to educate women in an engaging and fascinating way of storytelling that helps you understand, well, what is venture capital? Why should I be investing in it? And how could I get funding from it? All very important to the future of the world. So be sure to check out showherthemoneymovie.com to see where we're going to be screening in your area so you can come out and meet us and engage in this conversation and become part of our movement. Of course, you can find me at sheangelinvestors.com. That Lee works on that site for me. And I just appreciate you checking in with us today, giving us your time to listen. Make it a great day, everybody. Thank you, Lee, and thank you for tuning
in.
Thank
you.